is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Selena Zito of the Washington Examiner, the Middle of Somewhere column. And she's observing right now how America is responding, reacting, reflecting upon the tragedy of Afghanistan and Kabul these last weeks in a conversation with the senator from Iowa, Joni Ernst. Selena, I did not know to ask, and I credit you to ask Joni Ernst, where were you when you heard about 9/11? So tell the story, Selena. What was she doing?
She was at home in Iowa. Their furnace had broken down. And if you know anything about the Midwest, if your furnace breaks down in September, y'all better get it fixed because winter is coming maybe tomorrow. And she was preparing for her daughter Libby's second birthday. And she was helping the HVAC, workers, find their way around her basement when, she got a phone call, to turn on the television. And just as she turned on the television, she saw the plane hit the second tower.
So she's working on her furnace, right?
Right.
Which is fundamental. And she's told to go look at the television. And at this point, everything accelerates in her life, as far as I can tell. Her daughter is now at West Point. What is, you know, accelerate like 20 years, bam, it's gone. What was the senator's response to what she saw on television? How did she get involved immediately? Because I remember her being a veteran, but I wasn't sure where or how.
Right. She was part of the Guard, the National Guard or the Reserves in Iowa. Within hours, she was told to be ready. Within months, she was deployed to, I believe it was Kuwait, and she ran, she commanded a unit, and they ran supplies to soldiers in Iraq. And that was her role, for a couple of years over in Iraq, during the war.
So she was head of a transportation company. She was driving a truck and somebody else was taking care of the furnace, I imagine, at long range.
Right.
We come up to the date. And what does she make of these 20 years? And I know her daughter's made a lot of it. She's in her senior year at West Point. What does the senator make of these 20 years?
She believed, that what America did, what U.S. military service members did in Afghanistan and in Iraq, but in particular in Afghanistan, was keep all of us at home safe. They were able to, disperse and eradicate, the extremism that formed Al-Qaeda, and then ISIS, in both of those countries and kept us safe at home. And for that, she calls that an incredible success.
We go to another survivor of Afghanistan, along with the senator, the Afghanistan-Iraq story. And this gets tangled up in the current politics, so I wanted to plunge into this. Sean Parnell, who's a veteran in Afghanistan and a best-selling novelist, is involved in Pennsylvania politics right now. You notice how, Selena, we started in Harrisburg and we come back to Harrisburg. Here we
are. You always do.
We always come back to the Keystone State. Sean Parnell is running in the Republican primary for the nomination to run for the open Senate seat in 2022. There is unhappiness and unpleasantness in the primary, and I don't want to get into details because it was an attempt to smear. How is Parnell doing? How's he holding up to plunging into politics? Because this isn't like being shot at. This is something where people get behind you and attack.
Right. So his book is really one of the most defining books of what the battles were like in Afghanistan. He was in the heart of it. He was in the heat of it.
Right.
He was a combat veteran. He was a commander of his platoon. His book, The Outlaw Platoon, is at times really hard to read because he doesn't hold back about his experiences there. In terms of politics, you know, Parnell has always been sort of the front runner for the Republican primary, even going into this race for the seat in next year's general election. However, his expertise and his knowledge of Afghanistan has really risen him up because right. he is able to talk about it in a very honest and authentic way. And he, I think not only does he benefit from it, but so do the Pennsylvania voters because they really have a front and center understanding of how we pulled out of Afghanistan was wrongheaded and he does an incredibly great job of explaining why that is so.
Selina Zito, selinazito.com is where to read these articles. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.